الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على خير خلق الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهداه. حياكم الله أيها الإخوة والأخوات إلى هذا اللقاء المتجدد من لقاءات منهج السالكين. Dear brothers and sisters, حياكم الله to this new session of منهج السالكين. ولا زلنا مع قصة حج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. And we are still continuing the story of the Hajj of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. كما في الحديث الذي رواه مسلم عن جابر رضي الله تعالى عن آذن الحديث ذا الإمام مسلم reported in the third of جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه. قال جابر ثم خرج من الباب إلى الصفا and then يعني بعد الطواف وبعد ركعتي الطواف خرج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من الباب المؤدي إلى الصفا. After the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم performed the tawaf and he prayed the two rak'ah of tawaf, then he exited the haram masjid from the gate that leads to الصفا. فلما دنا من الصفا قرأ إن الصفا والمروة من شعائر الله. And when he came closer to the mountain of As-Safa, he recited this ayah of Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 158, إِنَّ الصَّفَى وَالْمَرْوَةَ مِنْ شَعَائِرِ اللَّهِ. ثُمَّ قَالَ أَبْدَأُ بِمَا بَدَأَ اللَّهُ بِهِ. And then he said, I begin with what Allah Ta'ala began mentioning in this ayah. فَبَدَأَ بِالصَّفَى فَرَقَى عَلَيْهِ. So he began, Isa, began with As-Safa, began his sa'i with the Safa, with the mountain of Safa, and he climbed it a little bit. حتى رأى البيت, up until he could have seen the Kaaba. فاستقبل القبلة, so he faced the قبلة. فوحد الله وكبره. فوحد الله وكبره. So he صلى الله عليه وسلم said الحمد لله لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر. ثم قال لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك والحمد على كل شيء قدير. لا إله إلا الله وحده أنجز وحده ونصر عبده وهزم الأحزاب وحده. ثم دعا بين ذلك قال مثل هذا ثلاث مرات. glorifying Allah. Then he صلى الله عليه وسلم said لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. meaning there is no one worthy of worship but Allah without any partners. له الملك وله الحمد. For him belongs the dominion of the whole world. And for him belongs the gratefulness or praise. وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. And he is capable to do whatever he subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. لا إله إلا الله وحده أنجز وحده. Say there is no one worth there is no God but Allah the one who fulfilled what he promised is Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. وَنَصَرَ عَبْدَهُ, and he bestowed the victory over his slave, meaning the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. وَهَزَمَ الْأَحْزَابَ وَحْدَهُ, and he defeated the armies himself alone. ثم دعا بين ذلك قال هزراد ذات مرة, and then he should get between that, and he said that three times. ثم نزل ومشى إلى المروة, and then he climbed down and walked to the mountain of المروة. حتى إذا صبت قدماه في بطن الوادي ساعة, up until his two feet, and when his two feet were right in the when his two feet were in the valley, that is the one between the two green lights or pillars, he jogged. حتى إذا صعدتا, up until his two feet were already out of the valley, مشى, he walked normally. حتى أتى المروة, up until he came to the mountain of المروة. ففعل على المروة كما فعل على الصفا, and he did on the Marwa as he did on the Safa. ففعل على المروة كما فعل الصفا, and then he did exactly the same as what he did on the mountain of الصفا. قال حتى كان آخر طواف على مروة, up until it was the last طواف, meaning round up on the مروة. فقال لو أني استقبلت من أمري ما استدبرت لم أسق الهدي وجعلت عمرا. He didn't say if I would have not brought my slaughtering animal or the animal that is to be slaughtered for the sake of Allah, if I didn't bring it, I wouldn't bother you getting your car, if I would have known what is going to be or how the situation is going to be, then I would have not brought my slaughtering animal with me. وَجَعَلْتُهَا عُمْرَةً, I would have turned it to be and changed my intention to make it عُمْرَةً instead of Hajj. And then صلى الله عليه وسلم said, وَقَالَ ثُمَّ قَالَ فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ لَيْسَ مَعَهُ هَدْيٌ فَلْيَحُلَّ وَلْيَجْعَلَ عُمْرَةً. And whoever does not half his hadi, is the animal to be slaughtered for the sake of Allah in the Hajj, then let him to, whoever does not have it, let him to come out of his ihram. and make what he did as the Tawaf al-Sa'i, as the Umrah instead of Tawaf al-Qudum and the Sa'i for Hajj. Instead of these two, he should make the intention by doing these two things, Tawaf al-Sa'i, as for Umrah. فقام سراقة بن مالك بن جاشع. سراقة بن مالك بن جاشع stood where he was at the bottom of the valley of the bottom of the mountain of المروة. فقال يا رسول الله ألي عامنا هذا أم لأبد. Is this for he said, is this for us for this year only or for ever? Why he asked? Because لماذا سأل سراق عن السؤال لأن الناس لم يكونوا يعرفون العمرة في أشهر الحج. Because the people did not used to know the Umrah to be done in during the months of Hajj. So, إذن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يؤكد للصحابة بأنه يجوز إدراج العمرة في الحج فيكون حج تمتع. So he صلى الله عليه وسلم wanted them to know that it is okay to join in Umrah and Hajj, and that would be حج تمتع. وإن شاء الله تعالى نكمل في غدنا بإذن الله تعالى. نسأل الله عز وجل أن يبصرنا وإياكم بديننا وأن يجعلنا من خير عباده. والله أعلم، صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.